Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13, at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. You can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it is time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date on this one is February 17th, 1951, and the title is North of 38.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Over most of the earth at this time of year, men begin looking forward to the end of winter. Begin sniffing the air for the first faint signs of spring. Much too early, they begin repairing trout rods, poring over seed catalogs, planning vacations, and longing for the joy and freedom of an outdoor summer. Or at least they did these things in times gone by, in the years before North Korea.
Wagwan, kaide mon. You are Lee Chan, I believe.
You speak English?
A concession to your many years of professorship in the subject at Harbin University, Professor Lee.
I am no longer a professor. Since the war, I have become a shoemaker.
So I am informed. I am Lieutenant Tae Mao of the People's Army of North Korea, now in charge of this sector.
The village of Chinchung is greatly honored, Lieutenant Mao.
I am also informed that you are not generally considered cooperative to our government, Professor Lee.
I have caused no trouble.
You have a granddaughter, I believe, Lee Song.
Yes.
Very pretty, I am told.
What do you mean, Lieutenant?
I mean you will become much more cooperative immediately. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Good. Woman Chu! Dain!
A refugee from the north brought the information into Kusan yesterday, Ken. A man from the village of Chinchung.
Chinchung. Mm. Near the Manchurian border, isn't it, Chief?
That's right. About 70 miles inland from the Yellow Sea coast.
Uh-huh.
And Ken, hold on to your hat. Roland Patterson is hiding out there.
Patterson? Patterson's alive?
I know what you mean. You heard he crashed at sea on that solo flight from Formosa last month. Only he didn't. Or at any rate, he was rescued.
Oh, thank God for that. He's the greatest expert in the world on Oriental affairs.
Ken, he predicted Pearl Harbor a year ahead of time. the invasion of South Korea 6 months before it happened, and probable Chinese intervention the day the U.N. forces crossed the 38th parallel.
Only then nobody would believe him. I think they're ready to now.
Except for one thing. He's not available. He's in North Korea, hiding out with a man named Lee Chan. He used to be a professor at Harbin.
I've heard of him.
Apparently, Patterson's in no shape to try and escape on his own.
Well, we've got to get him out some way.
That's right.
And from here, it looks like a one-man job.
I'm afraid so, Ken. If the enemy finds out he's there, well, that'll be that.
It's got to be secret. And it's got to be smooth.
Well, we're in contact now with the Army and Navy in Tokyo. They'll cooperate fully. Anything you want.
In that case, I guess I'd better plan the operation from there, Chief.
You get a plane out in an hour. And watch yourself, Ken.
Oh, sure.
Incidentally, it's almost too good to be true, but what's happened to Zellschmidt lately, I hope?
Pagan. The last time I saw him was when he got a telegram from Uncle Ahmed and took off for Washington.
Washington, eh?
You know something? I wish you hadn't asked me.
Why not?
Well, you know. Speak of the devil. Chief, I'll call you from Tokyo.
Flight 7, now loading, Tokyo to Guam.
Pardon me, sir. You're Mr. Thurston, I believe?
That's right.
Lieutenant Commander Barnes, Naval Intelligence.
Oh.
I'm assigned as liaison officer to your project.
Fine, it's good.
If you'll give me your check, I'll have your baggage cleared through customs and we'll go straight to headquarters.
Thanks, Commander. Here you are.
I'll be right back.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, it's nothing, my good man, nothing. Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, no. I knew the chief shouldn't have asked.
Asked what, Mr. Thurston?
Pagan, what are you doing in Tokyo?
Just making an honest buck or two.
Smuggling or black market?
Mr. Thurston, I'm the Far Eastern representative for Uncle Ahmed, Incorporated.
That still leaves the question open.
But he's strictly legitimate now. Very big at the Pentagon building. He's a 6%er, you understand?
Six, eh? Nothing cheap about Uncle Ahmed. And you're the Far East representative.
Oh, sure. You see, I know the Orient, well, like the back of my head.
You don't say. Ever hear of the village of Chinchung in North Korea?
Chinchung? Like 42nd Street.
Pagan, would you be interested in a little job?
Well, I'm pretty busy, Mr.
For, say, $500.
I'm not that busy. What's the job?
Smuggling.
You know, for a second I thought you said smuggling.
Stick around, Pagan. Stick around.
Crossing the main ridge of the Paisang Range now, Mr. Thurston. That Chinchung's that spot of light right ahead of us there. You want a last-minute briefing?
No, I think it's straight enough, Commander. Those escort bombers will attract their attention by attacking the supply depot to the east, while we parachute into the foothills north of the village.
Right. And your next contact with us will be at Anshu Inlet on the seacoast, 70 miles west.
Yep, I've got the chance.
We'll have a PT boat standing by offshore every night from dusk till dawn, starting tomorrow night. They'll watch for your signal and take you off the beach.
Right. Well, guess we'd better start getting into these chutes.
Yeah, the escort bombers ought to be starting their runs about now. Here you are. Does your partner know yet?
No. Pagan, you better come get into this thing.
Oh, I'm plenty warm now, Mr. Thurston, with all these clothes you had put on. Hey, that's a parachute.
Yeah. Yep. Commander Barnes will show you how to get into the harness.
Oh, no, he won't. Oh, no, you're not going to catch me stepping 1 foot outside of this plane tonight.
There, go look at the flashes from the first bomb run. We're about over the village now.
No, I'm
Commander,
not...
Commander, what were your orders exactly?
Why, to drop two men by chute, sir. I guess we'll have to throw Mr. Zellschmidt out somewhere over the Yellow Sea on the way back if he doesn't want to...
Never mind. How do we fasten these buckles? Boy, what a sacrifice was... I thought we were just gonna fly over the dump.
Come on, Pagan.
Well, you're on your own from here on, Mr. Thurston. I guess you know what that means in enemy territory.
Yep. I'll see you at Anshu.
Did he say enemy? That's enemy territory down there.
Sure. Go on, Pagon. Jump.
Stop pushing, Mr. Thur.
So long, Commander.
Good luck.
Pagon. Pagon, where are you?
Over here, Mr. Thurston. I think I'm dead already.
Get out of that parachute and roll it up. Hurry. Here. Take my chute, too, and bury both of them. I want to check this map.
When's this plane coming back to pick us up, Mr. Thurston?
It isn't coming back.
Huh?
Our only way out of here is at Anshu Inlet, 70 miles west.
Oh, now I find out. Why don't I keep my big mouth shut?
I often wonder.
Why, I never even heard of this town, this Ching Chung.
You what?
Well, I mean, I thought I did at first.
Pagon, but... so help me, I ought to wring your neck. Now get to work. There it is. Shop on the left. Lee Chan Shoemaker.
It's a good thing all these characters go to bed early. Or we'd surely...
Quiet. That sounds like an army patrol. Yeah. Yeah, back between these buildings.
If I get out of this alive, I swear by the father of my father...
Oh, shut up, will you? Come on. Let's head for Lee Chan's. That was our lucky break for tonight.
Lucky? When I lost 10 years of my life.
Here we are.
Oh, good. Nobody home. Let's go.
A friend. Open up. You're Professor Lee Chan?
Yes.
My name is Ken Thurston from the States. We've come for Roland Patterson.
Thank heaven. Come in quickly. Then my message did get through.
Yeah, how is he?
Very sick. Unconscious most of the time. Here, let me light the lamp. I was at my wit's end. They're very suspicious of me out here.
Who is it?
Two men who have come to take Mr. Patterson out of Korea.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Gentlemen, my granddaughter, Lee Song.
Oh, how do you? Where is Patterson, Professor Lee?
Right above us here. There is a narrow loft between the ceiling and the roof.
Good. Well, I think Patterson had better be moved as quickly as possible. Who's there?
Up into the loft. Both of you, quickly. Lee Song will...
Over here. One climbs up the shield.
Ready.
Do not move around. Mr. Patterson is lying here behind.
Good evening, Professor Lee. You are up late.
Yes, we both are.
It is the devil, Mao.
Perhaps the noise of the bombing awakened you. Or perhaps you knew there was going to be a bombing.
No, I knew nothing about it, Lieutenant.
Where is your granddaughter?
She went out somewhere.
Where?
I do not know where.
In other words, Professor Lee, you are of no use whatever to me.
He's drawn a gun.
Shh, Lisa.
And for those of no use to me, I have only one answer. This.
Oh! He killed my grandfather.
Oh, Lisa.
He killed my grandfather.
What are you going to do, Mr. X?
Nothing. Too late to help Lee Chan. The important thing now is to get Patterson out of here.
Oh, I wish I would have stayed and talked to you.
Why? This way you're learning about life. The kind of life they live in North Korea.
We'll continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor.
Well, here it is, right in the middle of winter. There's nothing more fun these winter nights than curling up in front of a good warm television set and let the laughs, chuckles, and downright merriment of television entertainment warm the cockles of your heart. And if there's one thing that's more fun than just plain television, it's television on a new RCA Victor set. You probably know that RCA Victor television is America's favorite, that it's called million-proof because almost 2 million families today are happily using RCA Victor television in their homes. And you'll know why when you watch the lifelike picture of RCA Victor's new model, the Kent, now on display at your RCA Victor dealers. The Kent brings you clear, big 17-inch pictures locked in place by RCA Victor's exclusive Eyewitness Picture Synchronizer. And then, too, look at the value of the Kent. It's like having console television at table model price. You'll say that RCA Victor television is the best way to warm up your heart with television fun and keep the frost off your pocketbook. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
How much longer are we going to have to stay here in this barn and freeze ourselves, Mr. Thurston?
At least until Lee Song gets back from that farmhouse up there.
Well, another half an hour and it'll be daylight. Boy, what a night. I wish I was as unconscious as this Patterson guy.
Don't tempt me, Pagan. Now, keep those blankets around him.
Hey, he's breathing better. You know, that penicillin must be working.
No, he needs a doctor, though, badly. Wonder what's keeping her, anyway. I sent her up there about 20 minutes ago.
Mr. Thurston, maybe she's pulling a double cross.
No. With her guardian dead, her only chance now is to get out with us.
Hey, somebody's coming.
Mr. Thurston, I brought Gwen back with me.
Good.
Welcome, Mr. Thurston. Has been long time since conference in Seoul. Many changes.
How are you, Kwang? It's good to see you.
The song has said Mr. Patterson is with you. It is bad when friends dare not confide in one another.
We did not know who to trust. Forgive us.
This old one understands, child. In our country now, each man fears his brother.
Kwang, is there any way you can help the four of us get out of here toward Anshu Inlet?
Can take you in ox cart to Luzhou, 12 miles west.
Ox cart, eh?
Is possible for you to lie in back, covered with load of straw.
It might work.
In Luzhou, it's possible you can make further arrangements.
Yeah, I know a man there who may have a truck, if he's still alive. All right, Kwang, let's hitch up the cart.
From a haystack in the barn to a haystack on wheels. And twice as cold, Mr. Thurston. You know, we're getting nowhere fast.
We're within a half mile of Luzhou. It's better than walking.
But I'm allergic to hay.
I'm allergic to bullets. Lee Song, how's Mr. Patterson coming along?
He's all right, I think. He's sleeping again. Mr. Thurston, there's, how you say, a road guard station just ahead. It's necessary that we're very quiet.
Yeah, I understand. Now listen, I can't go myself. So are you sure you know where to find the man I told you about in Luzhou?
Yes, I know. I've heard of him.
Well, Kwang is going to drive us on through town in the cart. We'll wait for the truck on the Anshu Road. Got it?
Yes, I understand.
Li Dongwu!
Chi, you die. Hi, hi!
Ah, hey, don't come at Kwang. Where you go, Kwang?
To Luzhou with load of hay.
I know this one. It's load from of Chinchu.
Maybe something for black market.
No, nothing.
Maybe
only hay.
A fat pig.
No, nothing.
If he shoves that bandit in here, I'll have to kill him and risk getting away.
Wait. Let me talk to him.
What do you mean?
I'm a woman.
All right. Have a try at it. I'll keep you covered.
Hey, have a care. What is it you try to do?
Lee Song, why are you there, hiding?
Sometime one wishes to run away from grandfather and see what things are in next village.
And Kwang is help you? Ha! Sly fox, old farmer Kwang.
But like you say, old.
Oh-ho! In 3 hours, one would be off duty here.
In 3 hours? It's
possible one would be in marketplace. Drive on, Quan. Hoi!
Hey!
3 hours! 3 hours!
Here, Mr. Thurston. I haven't breathed for 5 minutes.
Well, you can thank Lee Song that you're breathing at all. She's got a lot of courage.
Oh, I don't know. I doubt if we were in the real danger. Hey, look. I tore my coat sleeve on a nail or something.
It wasn't a nail. That's where the guard poked that bayonet through the hay when he...
Idiot!
Oh, this is a fine time to faint. Easy now, Pagar. Let's slide him into the back of the truck.
I've got his shoulders, Mr. Thurston. Now!
All right. Now, get those blankets around him. He's in no shape to stand a chill.
The owner did not dare to wait, Mr. Thurston. He left the truck and walked back to town. He'll report it as stolen tomorrow.
Good idea. There's certainly no point at... What's this? Oh, half a dozen hand grenades. Well, let's hang on to them.
How about letting me drive, Mr. Thurston? I know these Japanese army trucks roll just like the...
Like the back of your hat, huh?
Just give me one of those things with a tank full of octanes, and I'm off like a bat out of my belfry.
Well, hurry up. We're pushing our luck.
Okay, everybody. Hang on. Motor must be cold. It always takes a while for these, you know. Uh-oh, it must be flooded. Or something.
All right, Pig, I'll move over.
But, Mr. Thurston, just give me a little time to... What did you do?
Turned on the switch. Well, it's 50 miles to Anshu, and from here on, anything can happen.
But why? It's all open country. There are no more guard stations.
Oh, well, just call it a hunch. Things have been too easy, Lee Song. Far too easy. Well, Anshu Inlet, end of the line.
Boy, it's so dark I can't see the nose in front of my face.
How will we find the boat, Mr. Thurston?
We won't. It'll find us as soon as I signal. Let's get Patterson down to the beach first.
Do not move any of you. You are covered by a dozen rifles. Panchadi, light the lanterns.
Lieutenant Amal.
Yes, my dear. I don't believe I've met your friends, though we did find their parachutes.
Pagan?
Well, the ground was froze, Mr. Thurston. I couldn't bury them.
Ah, Thurston, the famous Mr. X. We are fortunate tonight. The Patterson you mentioned will have to be identified later.
How did you know where to look for us?
First, the parachutes. Second, Lee Song reported heading west by a road guard. Third, my own intelligence.
Yes, congratulations.
Nothing, really. And now, Lee Song, if you would move a few steps to one side. The accuracy of a machine gun is never quite dependable.
No!
Oh, please, my dear, you have nothing to worry about. I have entirely different plans for you.
As a matter of fact, I think you'd better change all your plans, Lieutenant. You notice what I've been holding in my hand?
A hand grenade?
That's right. The pin has been pulled, so don't move. If I release this, you're too close to me to get away. Order your men to drop their arms.
Pingo! Yumabulo! Xiang Wutai!
Pagan, take his machine gun.
Okay, Mr. Thurston. Thanks, Chum.
Now, Lieutenant, order your men to hit the road east. Fast. In 10 seconds, I'm going to heave this grenade after them.
Pingo! Dai Zhu Du Fang!
Well, I guess we can signal that Navy boat now and get out of here.
Hey, Mr. Thurston, what about that hand grenade?
Yeah. I guess the time's about up. Pick up your feet, boys. Lieutenant Mao, you're a prisoner of war.
All right, boys, lay him there in the center of the launch and keep him covered up. We've got a Navy medic there on the PT boat.
Good. Now, he's come through it pretty well, Commander, but he should have attention. Oh, sit here, Lee-san.
Thank you, Mr. Thurston.
Okay, shove off. Keep your eye on that prisoner.
Mr. Thurston, if I ever leave this United States again, it's only going to be over my dead body.
All right, kick him over. Let's go.
Bye, Grandfather.
What the... Mao, did you have some more men there?
I think it was the same ones who have come back. They were undoubtedly puzzled by my orders and have decided I was a traitor.
Well, we'll be out of range in a few seconds. Oh, Lisa. Hear the flashlight.
Mr. Thurston, she's...
Yeah. Pagon, give me that machine gun. Thanks. All right. Whichever one of you fired that shot... and all the other shots at all the other helpless people in the world.
That stopped them, Mr. X. They're not shooting anymore.
I'm afraid it's too late to do her any good, though.
I know.
Well, at least one thing worked out all right, Mr. Thurston. You rescued the expert you went after.
Yes, and we need him. We need any man who can tell when and where the next war may strike. No question of it. But even more, we need a man who can show us how to end wars. When you come right down to it, the kind of expert mankind needs most today is an expert on mankind.
Our star, Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means, try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may, at one time or another, have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want, as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-size bottles of 50 and 100. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And you ought to know that the others you heard were Peggy Webber, Will Wright, Lal Chand Mara, Byron Kane, Ted Osborne, and Bill Conrad. Next week, Ken goes to Iran in search of a tiny bit of microfilm that may hold the key to peace in this world. And Pagan, oh yes, he'll be along in the person of Leon Belasco. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying goodnight for The Man Called X. Join your hit parade and have fun with Dennis Day, both on NBC.
Welcome back. You know, when some people talk about the stories told during the Cold War, or even during World War II, there's a sense that it's being played up for propaganda purposes to really get people angry and upset about the foreign government in question. I think, though, that sometimes, and particularly in the case of the episode, it's possible that the programs don't capture the full horror of what was going on, particularly in North Korea with what we've learned about that. Because even though The Man Called X was dealing with some of what, you know, of what was going on and the United States was at war with North Korea, there really was a limit to what you could portray on a family radio program. And of course, some of the full horror of what was going on in, you know, some of these countries, you know, because I've you know, even read comics where what was being written about, if that had been all that was going on, you know, say during the Nazis, you know, it was like maybe a quarter as bad as the reality. But there was also limited information coming out of those enemy lands. And certainly that was the case of with North Korea for so many years, where we had, you know, really limited information on what was going on. Now that we know what has gone on there, what's portrayed in this episode is actually rather mild. I did think it was a bit silly, though, for the man called X to be upset by Pagon lying about knowing about this specific village. As the saying goes, fool me 65 times, shame on you. Fool me 66 times, shame on me. I think that's about the man called X equivalent of that old chestnut. Well, now we turn to listener comments and feedback, and we start off with Stafford. Stafford writes in, I really like Pagon Zelsmith, and it's got the like upside down. I don't know if that nullifies the like, but whatever it is, that is a cool trick. I have no idea how to do it on Facebook. And then we have a good question here regarding the Avengers from Dennis. Dennis writes, Adam, I listened to the Man Called X show today when you mentioned the Avengers TV show and about the first seasons being done as audio. Since you're doing the Fat Man Australian version, is there a chance you could do the South African version of the Avengers as well? Well, that is a great question. There is a difference, I guess, between Australian and South African programming. And I guess I should explain where I come from on this and kind of what I think is the big barrier to doing foreign programs. Essentially, the United States passed something called the Uruguay Rounds Agreement Act, signed into law. And what that did, and the reasons for the act are complicated, but essentially what that did is it took any thing, whether it was a book, a sound recording, anything that was currently under copyright in its own country and gave it copyright in the United States, because you had some films, such as The Third Man, that were considered in the public domain in the United States. And so it put them under the terms of U.S. copyright. So if you had produced a movie in 1970, for example, it would be covered until 2065 under U.S. copyright, even though it was written in a foreign land. But what this meant, too, because essentially the copyright term for something that is copyrighted it adds up to 95 years if it was done before 1978. And then after that, it's life of the writer plus 70 years. So any audio drama which was under copyright in its foreign country, in its country of origin, so UK, Australia, South Africa, if it was under copyright
in 1996, then it's covered under copyright until 95 years after its release. So that is the problem. Now, some countries, and UAK and Australia do have periods where broadcasts were not covered by copyright law. So if it wasn't covered by copyright law, then it wasn't in copyright in its own country in 1996, so we can play it. There is no such exception with South Africa. Now, I am willing to and interested in playing South African programs. I researched who got the rights to the South African radio programs, and I went ahead and I sent an email asking, was there any way to purchase rights to be able to put South African programs on the podcast? And nobody, South African Broadcasting Corporation, could be bothered to respond to my emails. Now, I should add that many of these programs are no longer under copyright in South Africa. And if you were broadcasting from South Africa, anything that was recorded before 1971 would be in the public domain, so 1970 or before. Unfortunately, for those of us living in the United States, we only can go back to 1945 or 46, depending on when exactly the act became effective. I'd need to double check on that. And so I'm not going to South Africa just to, you know, record episodes with Danger, with Granger, or things of that sort. The Avengers has an added problem. The series hasn't actually entered the public domain in South Africa, but it will do soon enough. But the Avengers is a property that is globally distributed by Studio Canal. And again, I think that would add a bit of a wrinkle to, you know, being able to do it, even if the copyright part for South Africa can be overcome. So that would be very tricky to figure out that. I would probably need a license from the South African Broadcasting Company and from Studio Canal. And I think that Studio Canal might be harder than the SABC. So that would be a very difficult ask. I'd love to do it, but I don't see any evidence that there's any interest from the companies I would need to connect with in order to get that done. But I definitely appreciate the question, Dennis. All right, I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And thank you so much to Sean. Sean has been one of our Patreon supporters since December 2016, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Sean. And that will do it for today. A reminder that if you are listening to this on YouTube, you can go ahead and like the video, subscribe to the channel, and click the notification bell to get notified whenever we post another video on YouTube. But join us back here tomorrow for Mystery is My Hobby, the final episode. We will be bringing you next Tuesday a previously uncirculated episode of The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. And then, of course, we'll be back here next Wednesday with The Man Called X. And then next Thursday, listen for a previously uncirculated episode of Sherlock Holmes. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.